It started with sunshine. A soft breeze, a farmer's market. I wasn't looking for anything. Perhaps a pastry, a few bulbs for my windowsill. But then, there was you. Leaning against your stall, talking to customers. Tulips blooming like flames around you. Red, pink, orange, yellow. You looked like spring incarnate there among them. Like a postcard someone sent from their hottest daydream. I swear for a moment, I forgot to breathe. You caught me staring and smiled. A cute little moment that got me. I wanted more. So I stepped closer, asked about flowers, and you, God, you lit up. Started talking about varieties and nutrients like some kind of sexy little plant nerd. So serious. So fucking attractive. I saw the way you looked at me, eyes flickering down, then back up like nothing happened. You tried to be subtle, but my tank top wasn't. Thin fabric, no bra, nipple piercings pressing through. Most people would have stared, but you. You looked starved. You led me to a quiet little corner, tucked away from the crowd. Crates of bulbs, fluffy soil. You crouched beside one box, scooped up a dark handful, and offered it like a secret. "Here, smell that," you said. "Real soil is everything." I knelt beside you, and your hand, rough, warm, covered mine, pressed my fingers into the earth like it was sacred. Your voice cracked a little while you kept talking about root systems and growth cycles, and God, I could barely hear you. I was already so wet for you. You moved to the next box, stood behind me now. Again, your hand found mine and dipped it into the soil. I could feel you breathe into my ear. I shifted just a little. Rubbed against you, pretended like it was nothing. But I felt you. Thick, hard. You didn't move away. So I let my ass drag right against your cock under that apron. And you just kept talking. Huskier now, softer, right into my ear. Your other hand brushed my hip, and we stayed like that, talking, buzzing, melting. I got bolder, slid one hand behind me, brushed over your bulge. You were so fucking hard. Your hand stayed over mine in the soil, but I rubbed you harder. You almost whimpered. I found the hem of your apron, the edge of your waistband, slipped inside, gripped. You were burning hot, leaking pre-cum, and still, you talked about drainage ratios like you weren't dying to come. I stroked you, slow. Careful. Small motions no one would notice. We were surrounded, yet it was just you and me. Your fingers curled tighter around mine in the soil. Your hips flexed, fucking into my hand. Still whimpering like a desperate, horny little plant professor. And I kept asking questions so you wouldn't stop. And just when I felt your body start to tense, right when I knew you were about to... Excuse me, do you have any hyacinths? And just like that, our little bubble burst. I paid for my soil and bulbs. He gave me a bouquet. Tulips. Perfect lover pink. A number tucked inside and three perfect words. Greenhouse after closing. So now I'm here, getting ready for tonight. Tulips in a vase, your number on my phone. And the taste of your pre-cum still on my fingertips.